A ballot initiative in Seattle seeks to build a mile-long elevated park that looks over the waterfront. It would be built where the Alaskan Way Viaduct is now. Initiative 123 is on the primary election ballot in the mail. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
The view is pretty nice if you look out at the water while traveling on the viaduct. Initiative sponsor Kate Martin says people will miss that when a tunnel replaces the viaduct.
This park would be much more like having a green lake kind of place where it's very inspiring and you meet with your friends and there's no cars and it's glorious with the views and all of that, because the preeminent asset is the amazing views.
The initiative would do two things: build an elevated waterfront park and create a development authority like Pike Place Market has to oversee the park. It goes against the city's plans to create park space at ground level along the waterfront. The Downtown Seattle Association says Initiative 123 is irresponsible. The association's Don Blankney notes that initiative backers would be the original members of the development authority.
You know, it gives this future, if it does pass, it really gives them a blank check to work with the city's general fund and or sell off city property to fund this project. And so looking at kind of the unknown about what resources would they be pulling away from the city, that's a lot of concerns.
As far as cost, Kate Martin says an elevated park would cost the same as the city's waterfront proposal. And she hopes a section of the existing viaduct could be part of the new park. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.